welcome you today to Blackfellow Bible College commencement. I don't know the exact number, probably about the 50th. The school was founded about 64 years ago. And of course, there was a few times when there were no graduates, so there was no commencement. So I don't know the exact number, probably the 60th, maybe, or 58th. But we're glad you're here. We want to celebrate with the students their struggle through and finish their courses. So I want to read there just a verse or two from the Bible in Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. He says there, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, which is a very important phrase, as you'll see, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, again, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things. He's gathered all things in Christ, and he works all things after the counsel of his own will. And many people believe that today. Not too many. I'm going to read another verse or two, but I would say this, that people look at the COVID, you know, and they blame the red Chinese and the globalism and the cosmocrats, rulers of the darkness of this world. My friend, Christ upholds all things by the word of his power. I tried to tell some people who came to visit me that I was looking at Isaiah, and Isaiah was saying in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. These people, they were talking about COVID. And I said, you know, Uzziah died after 55 years. He was one of the best life kings, although he transgressed by going into the sanctuary and was smitten with leprosy before he died. But nevertheless, there was a great shutdown over the land as they mourned the parting of the king. But I said, Isaiah, although he saw Messiah had passed, more importantly, he saw the Lord high and lifted up. That's what I see in the COVID. I see the Lord high and lifted up, the sovereign ruler of the earth, according to his will. That's the way things are done, no matter who thinks they are done otherwise. And then I'm not taking your place. He's going to be the preacher. I just want to go on for another half hour.
No.
But look me there in also in Hebrews, where it says, wherefore, that's in the 12th chapter, the last verse or two there, wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. That's the kingdom that I'm a part of, thank the Lord. Let us have grace. That's my challenge to the graduates today. Let us have grace whereby we might serve God acceptably, well pleasingly, with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. And we live in the day of mammon, money, mockery, music, all these things of another kingdom. But we don't belong to that. If he says there before that scene that you refuse not him that speaks. For if they escape not here, refuse him that spoke on earth. Much more shall we escape, not escape, if we turn away from him that speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not just the earth only, but the heavens. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of all those things that men and women seek after. The things that are shaken, that those things which are made, which cannot be shaken. Those things which are made that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, we receiving that kingdom, let us have grace. That's what I would say to the graduates today. Let us have grace, whereby we might serve God acceptably, which is well-pleasingly, in the original, well-pleasingly, with reverence and godly fear. For young people today are making a mockery of the Christian religion and getting rich through it, through mammon, money, music, and other things. But the Lord is over all. And he is working everything after the counsel of his will.